broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and well, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and that's just that's the facts, Jack. And, of course, this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Welcome to the program tonight. We've got Art Griego on with us, Mr. Griego, who is a retired commercial pilot, and he's going to talk to us about the, I was going to say bizarre rant of the Southwest pilot. It wasn't bizarre, because I think if you're a man, you've probably heard that before from other men. But what was bizarre about it was that it was a rant by a Southwest pilot against gays, against ugly women, against old women, and just basically against the quality of people he had to party with once he landed in a city, the quality of people that Southwest hires. And this got out over the airwaves and was heard by air traffic controllers. And at one point, one of the air traffic controllers says to the pilot of the aircraft, I believe, or one of the other pilots that's nearby, says, tell him to shut up, because this is being recorded and is being heard by the air traffic control center. So we're going to talk with Art Griego about that. We're going to start off with the Citizens Auxiliary Police and stepping up their patrol duties for the summer 2011. There is a training film that is called The Night Stalker Point of View, or Stalker Point of View. It is a Citizens Auxiliary Police training film, a copy of which was received by one of the local newspapers, and we're going to have Jay Sanis on to explain this. It has an unusual point of view, and it is one that could have land the organization in a little bit of hot water. So he's going to be on to talk about this Stalker's Point of View training film that was produced by the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots. We call it the Patriot Line, so you're invited to call us and to be a part of the evening's festivities. Of course, we always include in our welcomes every evening our affiliate spotlight, and tonight we spotlight WDTW in Detroit and KBBO Yakima, Washington, two stations along the Phil Hendry Radio Network. And if you're watching us in HD on Phil TV, then you have a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website. If you don't, get one. Go to philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming.
Hey, you want some water?
I got it. Our live streaming. Our live streaming what?
I don't know.
Our live. You mean you don't know? Our live streaming video. That's it. Our video cast here from the El Pacifico, and behind me the roiling surf of the El Pacifico, and right here is something that scares Bud. We call this the sun god face. Look at that.
It looks like a Japanese flag.
Oh, take it easy. 877-876-PHIL, on hold and very patiently on hold. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, formed in 1997 in the South Bay of Southern California. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer, but more than just a volunteer police agency. It is an auxiliary police agency. It's not a vigilante group. These are men who consider themselves support, and that is auxiliary support for the police. Jay, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and always great for you to have us on your program. Appreciate it.
And I know that this has come as some bad, bad public relations for you, and that is this training film, correct?
Well, we are not exactly sure how or why this training film has been reviewed by, in two instances, the Santa Monica paper, as well as, I believe, one of the Palos Verdes dailies. And I think the L.A. Weekly also has a copy of it. We don't know why. It is a training film, and it's a training film that we use as a Citizens Auxiliary Police, as an auxiliary police agency. We're on the front lines of law enforcement. And what we're trying to do and what we're all about is saving lives. And if we cannot do that, if we are kept from doing that, if we are made a object of ridicule while we try to do that, then we don't feel there is much that can be done to enforce the law and to make our streets, make our homes all more important, surely, to make our homes safe.
Well, but you can't blame anybody other than somebody inside your organization for leaking this, right?
No, we don't necessarily think that is the case. We think that there was a copy of this film that was left out, and I would say that we, I would indict my organization only to the extent that we did not secure this film. It was then left in a place where it was compromised, secreted in some fashion by an individual who then took it and gave it to these news agencies. There is absolutely nothing on that film that in any way, shape, or form constitutes a criminal act. In point of fact, it is a film, it is a video of us trying to train our young men and women in being citizens auxiliary police officers.
All right, now let's tell people what is on this video. And I know you don't want me to do it. You'd rather do it.
Well, absolutely. The point that we tried to make when we were alerted to the fact that this had been leaked to the press was that this was a piece of video that was a training effort showing the criminal point of view. We've had, and I'm sure you understand, the rash of sexual assaults in the city of Los Angeles and in the outlying areas that begin, and law enforcement will tell you this, they begin as individuals who are stalking homes, looking through windows, and observing the occupants of those homes while they feel that they're not being observed, while they feel they are safe within the security of their own home. And point of fact, there's these peeping Toms.
And I understand that. And peeping Toms eventually, in many cases, become rapists. So I understand that.
Well, let me finish what it is that I'm trying to say, and I can get some questions. So the training film is very simply one that was shot by myself and Randy Gleason, who's one of our sub-commanders. We also have Major Elvis Newton, who was bringing an equipment van. And I think we had Jerry Clemens, too. Is that right, Randy? So Jerry Clemens is also one of our sub-commanders, and I think Jerry was with Major Newton in an equipment van. We used the equipment van to transport us from home to home. The film, or the video, is a point of view, and again, I want to underline that, point of view of a criminal.
And what does it show?
It shows the point of view, Mr. Henry, of the perpetrator.
And all right, so it shows the point of view. So is this a video that shows women in their bedrooms?
It is a video, and here is where this is where we got into trouble, and this is where I believe a couple of these periodicals are going to be, you know, have done things actionable. I want to sue. And
all right, but I understand that you feel that you'd like to sue, and that you've been misrepresented. Can you tell me what the video shows?
I will tell you what the video is about. It is the point of view of a peeping Tom. It is the point of view of an individual who could very well evolve into a violent criminal, a rapist, or worse. It is the point of view of a individual that stalks homes, that stalks neighborhoods, that goes door to door, house to house, and peers in the windows of unsuspecting people. This is very, very valuable training footage for those of us on the front lines of law enforcement.
All right, now Jay, I don't want to embarrass you, and I know that
we have done nothing, Phil, to be embarrassed about.
I understand that, but can you please tell me, if you wouldn't mind, what exactly is depicted so that we understand what the issues are here?
What is depicted is the point of view of a person who is invading the privacy of individual homes. It's what he sees as he goes along the darkened walls, if you will, and the shadows and areas of darkness and areas of cover in the out of doors at night, moving from one house to another house. So you're seeing.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not what caused the stir, because when this video.
You want me to tell you what is exactly in these videos, and I would ask you why.
Well, if you say this is the point of view of a peeping Tom, let me just ask you, do we see naked women?
We when you say we don't see anything, because this was not intended for the general public. It's a training film. Now, this film was originally taken back, this footage, this video, I should call, because it is video, it's digital video. The video was taken back to Sub-Commander Gleason's home. We were using one of the sheds in his backyard as one of our sub-commander posts, and at that time, We took the video, and we had the other sub-commanders there, as well as Major Newton and a couple of other people we know from retired law enforcement, and we reviewed the footage to make sure that we got the point of view that we wanted to get, and we judged it to be standard. We judged it to be suitable. We judged it to be perfectly suitable for what we wanted to do.
All right, we're talking here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're being threatened with a couple of lawsuits and invasion of privacy, et cetera, because there is, training film that is called the Night Stalker Point of View. It was a piece of video footage shot from the point of view of a peeping Tom. Who was holding the camera?
That camera was mounted on a helmet that I was wearing. So it was a helmet cam. I was moving along the wall. I was being directed by Sub-Command Police Sim Major Elvis Newton. They were directing me as to which angle to get, at which point of the house I should turn and look in the window, which point of the house I should move along the wall.
Okay, so you were the operator of the camera?
The camera was on my person.
But there were people directing you as to which way to turn?
That's correct, that's correct, yes.
Did you have a viewfinder?
I had one eye viewfinder. I had a viewfinder that snapped down from the camera that I could look at, yeah.
All right.
And you asked me that question, why? Because, I'll tell you why, Phil.
Well, I asked the question.
Let me tell you why. Because I've had just about enough of people asking me questions about, did you get your, will you get your cookies looking at...
No, I'm not asking you that. I just wanted to know who was looking through this camera. Now, you say you weren't directing it, that the others were directing you, but you could see through the camera what you were looking at.
That is correct.
All right, what were you looking at?
I was looking at the point of view.
No, I've heard you say that already, Jay, but I mean, you know, let's be honest. Were you looking through bedroom windows at women dressing and undressing?
I was looking at what a peeping Tom, what a successful peek-a-tom would look at. In other words, if he were successful in his I don't know what they call it, you know, because I can be honest with you, I mean, we've busted these people before, but what they themselves call, if he was successful in his peekaboo, in a night of peekaboo, or how they do it, if he were successful, then he saw what I saw.
And that, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
In other words, Phil, if this were a peeping Tom who were successful at his
spying on people.
Exactly, at spying on people, then he would definitely have seen what I saw, and that's what makes it a good training film. And
why are you reluctant to tell me what it is that you saw?
I'm not reluctant. I don't think I need to. I think you can pretty much use your imagination.
And all right, so let me get this straight. And our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So,
and one more thing, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
We got probably 20 minutes of good footage. We were out 2 hours, but we only got 20 minutes of quality training footage. And we went back to the substation. There was some commentary that there was music or there was beer drinking. I can tell you that is a slander. And
were you guys drinking beer watching this stuff? Because it has the feeling of a stag party.
Not at all. That is a lie that was perpetrated perpetrated for the most part by this newspaper reporter.
All right, Jay Sanis with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. A training film that was produced by himself and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where they literally were peeking in the windows of women changing their clothes. So they were giving you the point of view of a peeping Tom. Well, there's one problem with that. They are actually the peeping Toms. Now, they don't feel that way. They are not releasing the videotape. They are defending themselves against the threat of lawsuit, and they say that what they did absolutely did not violate the law. We're going to talk more with Jay, and we also want to get your feelings as well at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police about this Night Stalker training film that it literally was them filming women undressing, and they feel it was legal what they did to train their officers. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I got a copy of this.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome, folks, to our nightly radio for Patriots by Patriots here from the El Pacifico in California across the country. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us. We're going to talk with him in just a second about this training film that was not supposed to have seen the light of day, and I think I understand why. And they are maintaining that no law was broken, as they as a training film went out and rolled video footage walking along and peeping in windows. Their idea was to create a training film showing the criminal's point of view. 877-876-PHIL. A reminder that we are online at philhendryshow.com, and at our website you pick up a backstage pass. It gives you access to our Phil show, our Phil TV in HD, our video casts each night, as well as our daily podcasts of the show, as well as our archives that go back some 15 years, thousands and thousands of hours, as well as our webisodes, as well as our rants, as well as our newsfeed. It's on and on and on. And stop by the Phil Hendry Show shop and pick up one of our best of CDs, our t-shirt, our mug, our shot glass. I mean, we got it all, man. It's like a supermarket over there, philhendryshow.com. All right, Jay, I want to get some people commenting on this. I also want you to tell me that if you were out there doing what you were doing and a police officer rolled along, what do you think would have happened?
Well, Phil, we were out there, and again, this is something you probably don't understand, probably a lot of your listeners don't understand. It's all about intent. If my intent is to simply make a training film of women that are of what a peeping Tom is going to do, then that's my intent. If a police officer came along at that time, there would have been professional courtesy. We certainly would have explained to him what we're doing, and we would have been a tip of the cap and honest merry way.
And so a police officer in a black and white, while you guys are there in your camouflage as the Citizens Auxiliary Police, he sees you with a video camera on a helmet and you're looking in women's windows. And
we are not there to look at these women as a sexual, what's the word that they use, prurient interest. We are looking at the situation so that we can take it back and train our sub-commander and how they're going to do it. But it has nothing whatsoever to do with our prurient interest or getting some kind of a sexual thrill seeing it. I will tell you this much, Phil. When we went back and reviewed the footage, women really do expose themselves. And so we want people to know that there are peeping Tom out there and women are in the window. You can look in a bedroom window and see what they're doing, and I would say to a lot of husbands, they're probably not going to like me for this because I did have a camera on their wives. But I will tell you this, it's going to save their lives. And that's what we're about. We're about saving lives. The women who we filmed, even though they didn't know they were being filmed, would support the intent of this video given how we was able to show how exposed they is. And I think their husbands, had they known...
Can I just say something to you? And
oh, I know what you're going to say. Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I mean, the husbands would, if they'd found you out there, there would have been a riot. I mean...
Well, no, let's just remember what you're doing. We're dealing with Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know, we're going to explain to them, cool it down, back it up, you know, back it way down, cool it way down, or cool it out, you know?
Well, I tell you, if I'm a husband, I come out around the side of my house, I see guys there with a camera looking in the window, I go back around inside my house with my shotgun, come out...
Okay, if you open up on me and I'm outside your house, you're guilty of attempted murder.
I mean, I didn't say I'd open up, but I sure as hell would point that thing at you and tell you to get the hell lost. As a matter of fact, I'd have somebody in the house calling 911. I'd keep an eye on you jackasses.
You know, Phil, that...
I would.
Again, you don't understand anything about the law and intent. That's your number one problem.
877-876-PHIL. Oh, man, I wanted to get to some phone calls. All right, when we come back, we will get to the calls. I apologize, folks, but Jay Santos here, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, on this training film, The Point of View of a Peeping Tom. This thing got out. It has been looked at by the press, and they've got some problems. They don't think, though, that they have committed any crime. Your call is coming up at 877-876-PHIL. Be right back.
Well, you just keep running your mouth and...
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. We have a situation here where, a blatant piece of invasion of privacy, in my opinion, has taken place, and that is this training film...
Phil, that we have shown, we showed this training film to one, you mentioned husbands, we showed this training film to one of the husbands who we were able to sit down and show him this film. It was, in point of fact, a piece of footage of his own wife exposing herself in a bedroom right through the window. So if you had a camera, you look in, you see it all, and she was engaged in some very private activity. And I said to him, I said, look at this. As your wife is in there. With a window, you know.
Was the window open?
The window had, the shade was drawn and the curtain was drawn, but there was an area where the curtain had caught on a piece of lamp or had caught on a piece of table, I'm not sure which, in which case I was able to lower myself by a couple of degrees and then look up, and I caught her reflection in a mirror.
And so you had to go through all kinds of gymnastics to get a look at this woman.
She was engaged in a bit of personal grooming, which I showed to this gentleman, Lauren, who was her husband. I said, look at that. And I made a joke. I said, it's like she missed a spot, and he laughed. But these are two people that fully appreciate what we've done.
You know, I got to tell you, man, you're taking your life into your hands, you know.
Why is that?
Because I don't know about this man that you talked to. Any other husband, I think, would be violent. Violent, knowing that you got a camera outside of his wife's bedroom and you've got pictures or video of her. You know.
We're not doing this for sexual prurient interest or to have a sexual, a lot of fun having sex. That's not why we're doing it. We're doing it as a training film.
And this idea that if a cop came along and saw you doing this, and it would be, oh, yeah, sure, professional courtesy, that is another one that I have very, very serious questions about. Let's go to a phone call. Natalie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, please.
Sir, you violated that woman's rights. Not only did you do that, but you instilled fear because the very people that were set out to protect her are the ones that violated her. You should be prosecuted.
Oh, we don't, man. We didn't violate her. I'm not taking that movie and going out and selling it so people can get their cookies. I'm using it as a training film for my subcommanders so we know the mindset of the pervert that's doing that. That's a difference. That's a big difference.
That's not a difference. That's just making you the biggest pervert of all, because not only are you teaching other people how to do it.
No, ma'am. We're not teaching people how to do it. We're showing these our subcommanders what are the tricks of the trade that a pervert is going to use. As I just explained to Mr. Henry, and I explained to his audience, this woman had her window closed, her curtains drawn, and her blind pulled down, except for one thing she didn't think about, and that is that a peeping Tom who really, really wants to look is going to find a way.
So you looked for a way.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that I'm having fun doing this? Because I can tell you I'm not. I'm doing this to protect the women themselves. And there she is. If it was you, Natalie, I would take
You didn't protect her. You violated her because you did not let her know that you were doing this ahead of time.
I did let her know. I let her know afterwards, and she wanted to know some information.
You let her know afterwards?
Yes, sir.
And what did she say?
After I explained what we was doing, she went, we shook hands, and it was all big misunderstanding. So
that doesn't quite cut it.
It may not cut it for you, but I can ask you, ma'am. Let me just ask you. If you caught me with my camera looking at you, and I told you the reason I'm doing this is for training my officers.
I would have been tempted to grab a gun.
Well, I don't believe that. I think you don't sound like a violent person. You sound like a reasonable woman. And even if I caught you getting up off, even if I caught you getting up off a toilet.
Are you kidding, man? Are you serious?
My job is to know people, Phil. I think I know people pretty well. And this lady, she's a peaceful person. She's a truck driver. If you're a truck driver, what makes you think I'm going to want to get? Well, I better not say.
What does that mean?
Well, ma'am, is a peeping Tom really going to want to? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do what?
If you're a truck driver, what peeping Tom's really going to want to linger longer than maybe like a second and a half and then go, okay, move on?
Oh, you're a jerk, too, because I'm a
driver. I'm asking, are you really all that much of a draw? All right, I'm sorry.
What? You know, Jay, you know, the questions you're asking here, you get deeper and deeper as you dig these holes for yourselves. Thank you very much, Natalie. 877-876-PHIL. The question that I have is the following question. If a cop stops and sees you doing this, you feel you're okay.
Once we explain to the officer what we're doing, which is basically the intent is that I don't have any intent, especially if I was at the window of a woman such as Natalie, who is a fine lady, but she's a truck driver, and I suppose if I wanted to, I could show the officer the footage of her, and he'd say, I'm sure you'd agree with me, it's nothing really going on there, so.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you got film footage of a woman you may not think is attractive, and so therefore it couldn't possibly be for Peeping Tom purposes. It is strictly for the, it's not for you to get any prurient thrill. It's the Peeping Tom training film.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And if you happen to have a really attractive woman on film, I wonder what the answer is. 877-876-PHIL. Dale in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Dale. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. What I was actually wondering is why didn't they not stage the film, the training film, instead of going out and invading people's privacies, they could have actually hired models or actors and staged it and got their point tastefully. They didn't actually have to be naked or anything like that. They could have got their point of view of a training video tastefully, legally, without invading people's rights using models and actors, instead of going out sneaking behind people's homes and invading their privacies without them knowing.
It's a good point, Jay.
I think it is a good point, but here's my answer, sir. If you use models, if you use actors, you do not have a real-time response. You don't have a real-time visceral response, and that's what we're looking for here. It's the same reason why police officers use in training real gunfire and stuff. You know, they'll shoot like a pig or something, and it's not a human, but they'll shoot something.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
so
you don't shoot a human, you shoot a pig, so you do something similar. You don't actually have to do the literal thing.
Right.
Well, there's no way to do that with a peeping Tom. You've got to get a real woman. And I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. I mean, how are you going to make up? How do you make that up? How do you say, now I'm going to put a camera in a window, and a woman's going to be in there with no pants on, and that's somebody I know who I hired? I don't think so. There's not a woman I know that's going to do it.
Oh, okay. That's just great. So let's go find a woman, an innocent woman, who doesn't know.
Well, Phil, any woman that knows that's happening is not of the highest morality. You know?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is if I hire a woman to stand there nude while I got a camera looking at her while she's grooming it, God!
She's a whore or something?
Well, it's not the highest. It's porn. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, Dale? Dale, you're in the Bakersfield area. Do you know the Bakersfield Colonels? Do you know who they are?
I don't know.
The Bakersfield Colonels in Kern County are the Auxiliary Police Agency in Bakersfield, California. And I suggest you talk with them, go in, read the brochures, read some of the material, talk to the sub-commanders up there, talk to Commander Glahn, who has been with the Bakersfield Colonels. He's going to let you know, because they do the very similar thing. They go window to window, door to door, and they've got some footage. The women, you never know who they are. You know, you're looking at it.
So these guys are up there taking film footage. The women never know that they've been had their pictures taken, and these guys are looking at this as training.
Well, okay, I guess I'm sorry I said that, because now...
You bet. Now I know what's happening in Bakersfield. Thanks very much, Dale. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. As we talk here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, how did this husband discover that you guys were at his window taking a digital video picture of his wife?
Well, you're talking about Jim Jensen, and Jim and his wife, Carolyn, they saw me when we brought our crew on property, and Jim wanted to know what we were doing, and I had the camera going through his wife's bedroom window, and we had already caught probably about 15 minutes of her bathing and getting ready for bed. When he came over and he said, "What are you doing?" I told him I was at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It was a training film. I said, "You're more than welcome to look at the footage that we have recorded." He did, went back to the truck with Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton calmed him down and showed him the footage. We went into the house, explained it to both of them. I even offered to give them money, which they turned down initially, but then they went ahead and accepted that.
You gave them money?
Well, yes. We cut them a check for $2,000 so that they would feel covered. This is not anything, Phil, that we haven't done before. They did not want to feel as if his wife, some kind of whore or slut. And
so you paid them $2,000 for a piece of footage of the guy's wife undressing and dressing and everything else. And
this is not going to be shown publicly, is what I'm trying to say.
Only to your sub-commanders.
That is correct.
877-876-7445. Here is Conrad in New York. Conrad, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Mr. Santos. Haven't
Good
you
evening.
Ever realized you are breaking the law? You are a fledgling servant of the law, and you
are breaking the
law.
If the intent, sir, is to look at a woman in a dirty way or a prurient way, yes, I agree with you 100%. I'm breaking the law. But if the intent is to capture digital footage,
You just admitted to a crime. Okay.
No, sir. Because I was not looking at her. I wasn't looking at her. No, because you're wrong. I wasn't looking at her to get my sexual, kicks and thrills.
You're talking about, her shaving and getting graphic and like you're getting off on it. You know,
no, sir.
That is beyond
no, sir.
The law. There, you in the under the guise of teaching the law, you're breaking the law. It's like, don't shoot heroin, but here, shoot this.
No, sir, I'm not. I am not breaking the law because
you. This man is right. You talked about in very graph.
I'm not breaking the law because I'm not doing it to get my cookies. Okay, if you're doing it to get your cookies, you understand?
Okay, well, invite the desk sergeant down from your local police.
There you go. There you go. Why don't you invite the local police down?
Invite to do what? They know that what I'm doing. I don't understand. Why should I do that?
Because to make sure the cops see what you're doing, to make sure you're covered, and to make sure it's legal.
Well, I'll tell you what. When the police start. What's that?
Put on a little seminar for them. I'd like to see you do that. Because
What?
If you did that, they would lock your ass up and gone. Excuse me.
No, sir. I don't believe that at all. And to be honest with you, the day they invite me to come along on some of their little jaunts to the donut store or however, then I'll invite them on my job. You want to play that. If that's the way they want to play it, you want to play it like that.
And you are the police officer, and that's your viewpoint of police officers, the police.
No, sir, I do not want to be. I am a citizen's auxiliary. I don't want to be police officer. There's too much politics involved. I want to be a citizen's auxiliary.
So then you're playing. then you're playing.
No, I'm not playing.
You're play acting, breaking the law.
No, sir.
And just living in this, your little fantasy world.
No, sir. I am trying to improve on the techniques of the police. And
how can you improve on the techniques of the police when you don't even know what their techniques are and you don't even know what the law is?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to improve. We've got peeping Toms out there, okay? You agree on that one, right?
Yeah.
And so how do we stop them? The first way is to see what are they doing? What are they looking at? And maybe we could stop doing... You guys are
you're
really
breaking
stupid.
The law. You're breaking the law. Don't you
what
get
law
it?
What law am I asking? No, I'm not breaking a law when my intent is to take
your
film
intent.
Footage. It's not to have... It's not
you
to, you know, go back to the... It's not to go back to the shed, chase everybody out of there, turn the lights off, lock the door, and get my cookies.
Okay.
I mean, you guys.
No, it's not you guys. We're just trying to figure out.
Now, you guys, I tell you what you do. You go get yourself a box of Krispy Kreme, and you learn how to be a cop, and I'll do what I'm doing.
All right. 877, thanks very much, Conrad. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. In creating this training footage that he has been showing his sub-commanders. Now, this is an auxiliary police agency, not one that is accredited by the state. They have created what they call a point-of-view video. They go from a bedroom window to bedroom window with a camera mounted on a helmet as they take images of women dressing and undressing. In other words, peeping Toms. And then they go back and they look at this as a training exercise. What do you think about that? From the standpoint of training police, is it a violation of a woman's rights if the intent is not anything other than to train police officers? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Art Griego about the Southwest Airlines incident in which there was a pilot who had gotten on and talked disparagingly about the crews that he serves with, the Southwest crews, and how they are nothing much to party with because they're old and they're ugly and they're gay. And we'll talk with Art about that at the top of the hour. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with us is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You've heard the outrage of people here, Jay. You've heard them saying that you are breaking the law. You've heard them saying that you are invading their privacy. You've heard them saying that this is nothing that any law-abiding person would welcome. What do you say to that? You are there with a camera.
I mean, the thing I say...
You're there with a camera, and you are looking in bedroom windows, and you are recording the actions of women who are unclothed or disrobed, and you're taking that back, and for the private use of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as a training film, you're viewing this without the knowledge of the wife, without the knowledge of the husband.
One of the reasons why we came on your program tonight, Phil, was not just to defend ourselves against what we think are scurrilous attacks, what have come from the Santa Monica newspaper as well as the South Bay newspaper. One of the reasons why we have come on your program tonight is to tell those individuals who may be affected by our activities that they are more than welcome anytime to visit our substation, and as I mentioned, this week it is at Subcommander Gleason's house. He has a shed which is in the back southeastern corner of his property, which is what we're using right now as a substation. And
what do you mean by a shed? What does that mean, a shed?
Well, it's a part of, it was a shed that he originally had put together for equipment. And we cleared it out and pulled, there were some lawnmowers in there and pulled those out, and that's where we processed anybody we detained. And
you're using that as a substation?
That's correct, yes, sir.
A tool shed in someone's backyard?
We are not, yes, sir. We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we are using part of our homes we write off for tax purposes as offices.
All right, go ahead.
You know, so did you bring that up to embarrass me? I mean,
well, you said to me that there's a shed in the guy's backyard.
I mean, I told you there's a shed because you keep asking me where is it or where do you do or.
No, I was just, you said that you took this digital footage back to a substation and viewed it. You said there's a shed, so you brought it up.
Yes, there's a shed. That's all I needed to say, is there's a shed. There's a shed, and that's it. And you start asking me, well, really, is it a tool shed? Oh, wow, and you're pulling lawnmowers out of it?
You told me that you're pulling lawnmowers out of it. I didn't know. I'm asking you, so you're using a tool shed?
Yeah. God damn. So, in other words, you brought me on your show tonight just to get to this point where I would say to you that I use as a substation a place where we usually keep lawnmowers and fertilizer. Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's it, Jay. That's, I planned for this entire moment.
All 60 God.
Phil Hendry.
I hope you burn.